Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill 75% of a request and celebrate the birthdays of Ted Lewis, Fred Waring, Burt Laun, and Raymond Klages. Longtime listener Art in Iowa sent a couple of requests this past week. If you count the song and the artist independently for both requests, I can fulfill 75% of Art's requests. Here's Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra. Isn't it a shame?
Can it be romance that you're afraid of? No, no, you're not afraid of anything. Come on, shame, shame. Everybody knows your game. You're in love, but you will not confess it. Yeah, swing me on out there. Chance, what are you made of? Can it be romance that you're afraid of? I'm full of romance myself, but shame on you. Shame, shame. Everybody knows your game. You're in love and you won't confess it. All right then, get out and fess.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm, October 13th, 1938, and Shame, Shame. Fats Waller was preceded by Connie Boswell, accompanied by Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, and Isn't It a Shame. Isn't It a Shame was requested by longtime listener Art in Iowa. The shame of it is that he requested that tune by Ted Lewis, but I don't happen to have Ted's version. I hope you liked Connie's rendition from a Brunswick 78 recorded October 4th, 1934, just the same, Art. We began the show with another of Art's requests, this time fulfilled in its entirety, Dick Himber and his Essex House Orchestra with Joey Nash performing the vocal on It Isn't Fair. It Isn't Fair was composed by Richard Himber, Sylvester Sprigato, and Frank Warshauer, and recorded August 7th, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Well, I may not have had Isn't It a Shame by Ted Lewis, but I do have a set of other nice Ted Lewis records. That's because last week, June 6th, marked the birth in 1891 in Circleville, Ohio, of Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis. Instead of going into the family's clothing business around 1906, he got into vaudeville and made his way to New York in 1911. He changed his name in the mid-1910s when he was working with a comedian named Eddie Lewis, and the two were billed as Lewis and Lewis instead of Lewis and Friedman because Lewis and Lewis just sounded better. He was playing with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band at Rector's Restaurant in New York when he won a battered top hat from the driver of a hansom cab. It, along with his rhetorical question, "Is everybody happy?" became an integral part of his persona for more than 50 years. He formed his own band in 1919, and within a few years he was one of the most popular entertainers in the U.S. He made appearances on radio, records, and in several Broadway revues. In 1925, he visited Britain, appearing at London's Kit Kat Club and the Hippodrome Theater. Although his own gaspipe style of clarinet playing wasn't considered great, he employed many fine members of the jazz world in his bands, including Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, and Benny Goodman. Lewis co-wrote several popular songs, including When My Baby Smiles at Me, While We Dance Till Dawn, Bee's Knees, and Is Everybody Happy Now? After 1929, he also appeared in several films, including Is Everybody Happy?, Show of Shows, Here Comes the Band, Manhattan Merry-Go-Round, Hold That Ghost, and Follow the Boys, and he continued to appear in theaters and on television well into the 1960s. Ted Lewis died August 25, 1971, in New York. Here are three from Ted Lewis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Lewis, WFD. You want to know what WFD stands for? World's Famous Dispenser. Dispenser of what, sodas? No, no, no. I'm a dispenser of the greatest thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen, sunshine and happiness. Now, 5 years ago, I guess it was six. No, it was seven, wasn't it, boys?
Eight.
9 years ago, I made this very wonderful discovery, and it's that discovery that I'm bringing here to you folks tonight. Why, one swallow of this famous remedy of mine is known to brace up, cheer up, perk up, and pep up. And a whole bottle is known to turn a crabby old mother-in-law into a laughing hyena. And to show you folks that I'm on the level, I'm going to tell you the recipe of this famous discovery. Now, to a day that's long, you just add a little song, and what do you get, folks? What do you get? You get my homemade sunshine. And to a weary trial, oh, say, you add a little smile. That's how I make my homemade sunshine. You mix a little hope and laughter with philosophy, and you add just a spice of make-believing to this recipe. Now that's part of the bill of fare that we all must share to get this wonderful discovery of homemade sunshine. And to the moon above, you add just a little love. Oh, say, that'll give you homemade sunshine. And to a night in June, you just add that wedding tune. And what do you get? Homemade sunshine, Dr. Lewis's famous remedy, folks. And when the womb is at your door, here's how to chase the blues. Why, you turn that womb into a stork, and you spread the happy news. And when those neighbors call, why, you just introduce them all. Oh, do that sweet little homemade sunshine. Yes, sir. Get along. We're in the money, yes, sir. Look, the skies are sunny. Old man depression, say you're through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today, no, sir. When we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, aha. Come on, my little honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling along. A canvas, folks, on which we all can paint any old picture that we may. Why, there's the rich man, look at him, the poor man, the devil, the saint, and they're all painting pictures every day. Why, you know, some painted colors of a wonderful hue, while others use colors of strife. But I want to tell you that every word, every thought, every little thing that we do goes down on our canvas of life. So come on, folks, and just dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Oh, do it now. Make love a duty, and you're bound to find beauty wherever your eyes are going to stray. And life, it's going to seem worthwhile living. Oh, say, folks, skies, they'll never be gray. No, sir, if you just brush in the sunshine. Sure to tell you, keep on painting, painting away. Everybody, keep on painting away. Paint it, Benny, paint it. Oh, do it, Benny. Paint it blue, Benny. Sky blue, Benny. Paint those windowsills and let the little sun shine in.
Well, there are three records that pretty much epitomize Ted Lewis. We began with Homemade Sunshine from October 3rd, 1930. Homemade Sunshine was written by Sammy Fain, Irving Cale, and Pierre Norman. Next, from Gold Diggers of 1933, it was the Gold Diggers song, also known as We're in the Money, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. That was recorded April 19th, 1933. We finished up with hot solos by Benny Goodman and Muggsy Spanier on Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine from April 13, 1931. Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine was written by James C. Johnson and Andy Razaf. Ted Lewis, born June 6, 1891.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, June 6th, marked the birth in 1903 in White Plains, New York, of bandleader and composer Burt Laun. He began his career as a theatrical booking agent, but in 1928 he also formed his own band. The group landed a job which lasted from December of 1929 to late 1931 as the house band at New York's prestigious Biltmore Hotel. Burt's recording of his composition and theme song Bye Bye Blues, written in collaboration with Fred Hamm, Chauncey Gray, and Dave Bennett, turned out to be a big hit. He left the band business in the mid-30s to work in war relief and broadcasting. Burt Laun died in Portland, Oregon on November 20, 1962 of a heart attack while on a business trip. His band made 86 recordings, and here are three of them. Thank you.
like a song of spring. I'm always singing to my heart's desire. Every little wish I make it for her sake. I'm always wishing for my heart's desire. I've asked each little star that twinkles above her just what my chances are. They know that I love her. Every other girl I see has no appeal to me when I compare her with my heart's desire.
Theme song, Bye Bye Blues, that recording from a Hit of the Week record released on September 25th, 1930. The vocalist there was Frank Luther. Before that, it was Burt Laun and his orchestra with vocal by Elmer Feldkamp and You're the One I Care For from November 19th, 1930. We began our tribute to Burt Laun with My Heart's Desire. The vocalist on that May 18th, 1933 recording on the low-priced Elektra Disc label made by Victor was Ted Holt. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Last week, June 9th, marked the birth in 1900 in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, songwriter, and inventor Fred Waring. In 1917, he and Freddie Buck joined a duo led by younger brother Tom and drummer Polly McClintock. He played banjo and led a band while an engineering student at Penn State, and after college formed Waring's Collegians, which was later enlarged and called Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. The group was in the Broadway shows Hello Yourself and The New Yorkers, where they introduced the song Love for Sale. They made the first all-musical movie, RKO's Syncopation, in 1929, but they achieved national fame through radio appearances. Their first major radio series began in February of 1933 and was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. Ford Motor Company took over sponsorship the following year until the end of 1936. The band was also the first, in 1949, to have their own TV show. Besides McClintock and Buck, other key members of the band included the McFarlane Twins on reeds, violinist Fred Cully, and Scat Davis on trumpet and rhythm vocals. In addition to band leading, Fred Waring composed about 200 songs and founded music publishing company Shawnee Press. As an inventor, he patented the Waring Blender in 1937. He was leading concert tours into the 1970s and made his last public appearance at President Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Fred Waring died in State College, Pennsylvania on July 29, 1984. As I mentioned, Fred Waring led a band while in college and recorded a number of songs about college life. Well, this past week, my godson Patrick graduated from college, so here's a set of Fred Waring's college songs dedicated to Patrick.
Garters are the things we never wear, and we don't have any use for red hot flannel. Very, very seldom in a hurry, never ever worry, real police are we.
I dance till I drop, and I never stop. If you want to see what is getting me, I'll show you how to do. Collegiana, see how it's done. Easy as pie and lots of fun. You never have to study this muddy water hop. Miss Pollyanna never was glad until she grabbed an undergrad and did Collegiana. It never was a flop. Honor students and every pedagogue all go to pedagogue at night. Two-step, new-step, you get along with me. You'll get a new degree dancing. You're gonna burn up, turn up your heel. Air your books, you'll begin to feel. You know the new Hosanna, Collegiana reel. Indiana started at
Yale,
spread out to
Princeton,
blazed a trail. It murdered them at
Harvard
and dazzled
Old Penn State, Army, Navy, and Notre Dame.
Started to dance and spread the fame of this Collegiana, 'cause it was something great.
Cornell, Dartmouth, and Pennsylvania
all got the mania and how.
Oh, that Lehigh, knee-high to step to it.
There's lots of pep to it near me.
Bassar, Bryn Mawr, Wellesley, Smith, and Sweetbriar. We love the college girls, we love the college girls, I'll say we do. They're so remarkable and intellectual, yes.
Yeah.
They spend the money and they think it's funny when Papa does rave. They shoot a wicked dice, Pop hasn't got the price of a good shave.
They ought to strop.
They like fraternities who have celebrities of football fame. Out goes the chaperone, then we can play a long game.
The snuggle system.
Rah, rah, rah. Sis, boom, ah. Sig, Alpha, or Delta, Tau. We love the college girls.
Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians and a set of college songs for my godson Patrick, who just graduated from college himself. We began with Collegiate, written by Mo Jaffe and Nat Bonce, recorded April 4, 1925. Next, from February 15, 1928, it was Collegiana, with the vocal by brothers Fred and Tom Waring and a chorus of the band. Collegiana was written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. We finished up with I Love the College Girls, a variation of Collegiate, also from Mo Jaffe and Nat Bonce. That's from December 8, 1926.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, June 10th, marked the birth in 1888 in Baltimore, Maryland, of lyricist Raymond Klages. He was educated at Baltimore City College and worked for a New York music publishing company. He performed in vaudeville, minstrel, and other traveling shows and wrote special material for vaudeville. He contributed to the shows Earl Carroll Vanities of 1928 and 31, Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, Miss 1917, and See America First. His composer collaborators included J. Fred Coots, Louis Alter, Jesse Greer, Harry Carroll, Al Hoffman, Vincent Rose, and James Monaco, and he began songwriting himself in the early 20s. Raymond Klages died in Glendale, California on March 20, 1947. Here are several from the pen of Raymond Klages.
Jail.
If you go there, I'll be there soon.
Well, please don't wear that old raccoon.
Thank you. they're all collegiate too. To the raccoon. Raccoon coat, don't care who's wearing them. Hall boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Why, every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Every day those raccoon coats will have puffs. Oh, oh, oh. Take the girl, then start to hurry her right downtown. Something furry or soon. To do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard, and they sleep in them in gym. Alphabetta, Delta, Fretta, oh, what's the matter with alma mater? Fula, Bula, why, you're a fooler. Oh, go to schooler and learn the raccoon. From every college campus comes a cheer.
La, la, la.
Season for the raccoon coat is here. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Thank you.
the hugging, the kissing, and found nothing missing. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You know I've pleaded, you've heeded, there's nothing else needed. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I've got the ring, the bungalow too. They don't mean a thing if I haven't got you. Why don't you say it, okay it, why must you delay it? Oh, what are you waiting, what are you waiting for?
We began our tribute to lyricist Raymond Klages with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Doin' the Raccoon from 1928. Next, it was Don Voorhees and his orchestra with Scrappy Lambert singing the Raymond Klages lyrics to Just You, Just Me from July of 1929. We finished up with Johnny Marvin with Edwin J. McAnally and his orchestra and the musical question, What Are We Awaiting For? I stress we because that is the actual title of the song, but you may have noticed that Johnny Marvin always sings What Are You Waiting For? The music was written by Max Cortlander, who was a pianist from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and who made piano rolls for the QRS Music Company and later became its owner. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.